Ron Deutsch is with Fiscal Policy Institute, a progressive-leaning think tank in part funded by unions. He says Governor Cuomo deserves credit for pushing a phase-in of a $15 minimum wage for all low-income earners in the state.
It'd be the first in the nation, a $15 an hour statewide minimum wage, and, you know, we think now is the time to get that done.
He says he also likes the governor's revised paid family leave proposal. It would phase in a rate of two-thirds of a worker's pay for up to 12 weeks of time off to care for a newborn or sick family member. And Deutsch says the governor seems more enthusiastic than ever about addressing homelessness and poverty. But he says his group is against the governor's aim to continue to hold the line on state spending to no more than 2% growth per year.
The very people he's looking to help, the homeless and the poor, are necessarily hurt by the governor's self-imposed 2% state spending cap.
Fiscal Policy Institute says the recession is over, the state is running a surplus, tax collections are running above projections, and average incomes are going up. He says the lack of investment is becoming a drag on the state's economy. And Deutsch says the $2.3 billion windfall surplus from bank settlements could be redirected for other purposes. Cuomo wants to use $340 million of the surplus to reduce thruway tolls. Deutsch says some of that money would be better used for the governor's anti-upstate poverty initiative, which currently is budgeted for just $25 million.
And you are not even going to put a dent in these astronomical child poverty rates with $25 million. So if we were to invest, say, $500 million in alleviating child poverty in New York, that would go a long way. And we would also suggest that child poverty and educational outcomes are very much linked. Because you look at these upstate cities where there are 50% child poverty rates, they also have about 50% graduation rates.
The progressive-leaning think tank is in agreement with more conservative budget analysts on the topic of the thruway tolls. E.J. McMahon, with the fiscally conservative Empire Center, also says cutting tolls is not a good use of the surplus money.
This is, in several respects, the complete opposite of the policy he showed ought to be following, because that in fact, the Thruway Authority has growing budget holes still in the out years of its financial program.
McMahon says the governor has not yet fully figured out how to pay for the new Tappan Zee Bridge over the Hudson, which up until now has been financed by tolls. And Fiscal Policy Institute agrees with the Empire Center on another issue. Both say there needs to be greater accountability on how well the annual $8 billion in economic development investments is doing in creating actual jobs. Deutsch says he'd like to see the state's Empire State Development Corporation provide a more detailed database so that everyone can see how many new jobs there are and how much each job has cost taxpayers.
What we need to know is that on a firm specific level, what were the jobs promised versus what were the jobs created? Only that way will we ever know if we're getting a good bang for our buck and what we're paying per job to be created.
Cuomo's budget ideas still need to be approved by the legislature. Senate Republicans have not yet signed on to the minimum wage increase, while Assembly Democrats are seeking a more progressive taxation structure that puts millionaires in a higher tax bracket. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.